All right, guys. Yeah, you heard part one last week of how Crystal and I met, and then this week you'll be hearing part two. So here's a continuation of the episode from last week. But yeah, man, because I mean, I feel like guys are scared to some guys are scared to, you know, be open like that because they're gonna piss off their wife or girlfriend. You know,
because women are psychotic.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
Like, ladies, I'm sorry, but if you can't give your man some trust, that relationship is never going to work. And you're going to find yourself someday. He's just going to be like, I have a fucking enough. I'm not going to marry you. We're over. And then you're going to wish you would have trust, and you're going to have all these fucking problems. And it's going to be one relationship after another until you find a narcissist that's going to start going after you.
Yes. And that's the worst relationship to be in, is with a narcissist. But yeah, man, I mean, there's a guy at work, and I kind of feel like his wife mainly controls the relationship. And, you know who I'm talking about.
Oh, my God,
yeah. And... yeah, it's just like, I feel like, you know, if he even, like, looked at another woman, he'd get his nuts cut off, you know? Like, man. Just, like, some of the shit he tells us sometimes.
I'm sorry, but do you only say that because he takes, like, a 20-minute shit at work?
Well, yeah, I feel like he goes to the bathroom at work because he can't go to the bathroom at home. You know, and it feels like that sometimes, you know? Because the guys would complain, like, yeah, he's on the fucking shitter so much, you know, and it's like, I gotta take a shit. And I'm like, the locker rooms are not that far away, you know, there are plenty of toilets in there, you know.
Yeah, they have more toilets than the, hell, like in the women's room near that where we work, there's only three stalls. No, there's four. There's four fucking stalls.
Yeah.
And one day, like, I went in there and there was like, all four stalls were open and there was like four more people waiting. And I'm like, I'm just going to the locker room. They're like, that's too far. We really have to go. And I'm like, and how long have you been standing?
Right.
And they've been standing for 2 minutes. I'm like, yeah, it took you 2 minutes to go to the fucking locker room and take a piss.
Yeah, they would have spent all that time standing where they could have walked to the locker room to use the stalls in there.
I had to do that one time, and then I got in trouble for going to the bathroom way too long. And I was like, I had to go all the way to the locker room because the bathrooms were filled. There was even people waiting before I am. I'm not going to stand. And they were waiting for 2 minutes. I'm not going to stand there. And no, I'm not going to do it.
All right. All right, so, yeah, so, you know, we were working at McDonald's, and then at what point did you and your partner at the time split up?
Around my birthday.
Okay. So...
which was March.
So, at that point, you know, where was your head at?
To be honest, like, me and him weren't doing so great anyways, because we were having troubles I was so distraught that he broke up with me. It was like we were just having troubles and we were trying to make it work, so we left it was just over finally. And then I just was like, you know what, I'm gonna focus on me. And then every time I talked to, like, if I would talk to Adam or I would talk to any other guy, even at my work, he would somehow find out. Like, he would just get mad at me.
Yeah, because I think you said, like, Adam took you home one night. Yeah, he just dropped you off and everything. And he got so pissed off about it. And he thought that you were fucking Adam. Which, that was definitely not the case.
We didn't even know at the time if Adam, what was Adam's sexuality. So,
sorry, Adam, if you're listening to this.
But again, like, I'm not going to say, like, and again, I had no problems if you're gay or not, guys. Again, that's your choice. Don't push that onto me. I mean, I know I'm bisexual, but again, don't push that on me.
Yeah, I mean, like, and that's the other thing, too. We don't have a problem with anybody being gay, bisexual, or anything like that. Like Crystal said, she's, you know, into both men and women, you know. And
I'm attracted to both, actually. Yeah. Like, I'm attracted to both, and I have been with both. But right now, it just seems like I'm more straight is because, yes, I've been with Cody longer, and I had a child with him.
Yeah.
Mm. But when my early, when I was a lot younger, I have been with both male and female, so.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean, it's whatever you're into, and yeah, man, I mean, it's your preference either way, you know. I mean, if you're into guys, you know, if you're gay, if you're into women, being lesbian, or if you like them both, you know.
So again, like, yeah, so we didn't even know if Avenom likes guys or girls, which we didn't care.
Yes.
And, like, this was a dude, he wasn't comfortable with telling people, so he would always say, I'd rather not say.
Right.
Because he, and you could even get, like, any information, like, what's your religion and stuff like that. And
yes.
If you, like, questions, he would just be like, it just wouldn't make sense on, like, when we asked him if he ever had sex before as a joke, and he said, kind of.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, how can you have kind of sex? Like,
he's like, I kind of had sex. What the fuck?
So,
oh, my God.
Again, Adam, if you're listening, we love you, man.
Yeah.
You're so good.
Yes. Yeah. Like, So, yeah, we didn't know if Adam was gay or straight at the time. No idea.
And then again, where Adam lives, it was like 10 minutes away from my dad's house. So he took me all the way to my dad's house because my car, because my family didn't want to come pick me up.
Beef.
And I didn't have my car working.
But yeah, so Adam takes you home. And then, you know, he's on is your dad's house on the way to his house anyways, so.
It's like 10 minutes away.
Yeah, so he drops you off and everything, and then your boyfriend at the time thought you were hooking up with him. Now, it goes back to the whole jealousy thing that you were touching on earlier, you know.
Yeah. So, it was just getting to the point where they were constantly fighting, and I tried to tell Robin, like, okay, so, like, the dude, me and him, he was a manager at Taco Bell, and I dated him. I always got told, you don't sleep shit where you work or something, which I never got that reference again, because I don't remember it. And then we continued dating. And then I came to McDonald's because I thought, oh, maybe, because actually, like, at Taco Bell, it was 10 times worse because everybody was in our fucking relationship.
Yeah.
I figured new people, new life.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be a lot better.
Yeah.
So then, So, yeah, it wasn't. People, like, he would try to say that he broke up with me, but that was not even true. I broke up, like, he would say, like, oh, yeah, because he never told people that we were dating. Nobody really knew that we were dating at McDonald's. So, he told people that, oh, I broke up with Crystal at Taco Bell, and it's like, no, you didn't, motherfucker. I broke up with you.
Yeah.
Like, I broke up with you and because you try to call me while I went to the movies and you thought I was fucking somebody when I was with my family. How
Wow.
fucking sick are you?
Very.
And so I broke up with him. And then as soon as I message him, I'm done, I'm leaving you, we're breaking up. He told everybody. And then you know what he did? He came, he wasn't even working that night. He just told somebody that went to work with, and then he was telling people that he was sitting there and fucking watching us work. He was sitting there and watching us fucking work.
That is creepy.
So that was at Taco Bell, but like McDonald's, we finally, like, so we broke up and then we started dating again because we tried to give each other a second chance. Remind you, it was after 3 days he broke up with me, he fucked another girl. And that bitch didn't like me because I didn't like her because she was having problems, and then all of a sudden, she fucks him, and yet her fucking dude was all great about it. Fuck yeah, whatever, bitch. But anyways, so yeah, at McDonald's, we finally just had enough, and it was causing problems, and I was like, no, he didn't. I broke up with him. Like, he was just lying, and then he was saying all this shit, like, and then when I wasn't even there, he was talking so much shit about me that other people was telling Cody.
Oh, yeah.
And then I asked Cody, like, okay, Cody, I want to know who, if I'm not here, who's all talking shit about me? And Cody's like, nobody here talks shit about you. The only person is Steven.
Yes.
So I got pissed, and there was a joke going on about Steven being gay. And then I said, oh, yeah, he is gay because he had a party and he fell asleep in a bed with a bunch of guys. Because he did. Because he fucking started. Did you hear the rumor here started about me?
That?
That my family's not my actual family. I'm just there to fuck everyone.
Huh?
Yeah.
Whoa. Hold on a minute. So he said that your family is not your actual family and that you're having sex with everybody that.
Yeah, that Max isn't my half brother, and my real brother isn't my brother, and I'm just having sex with everybody, and I'm getting paid to do it. I was like, motherfucker, if I was getting paid to do it, I wouldn't even be needing this job. First of all.
Where in his twisted little mind that he's getting that shit from?
And I'm gonna tell you now, he told people at Taco Bell he heard voices in his head. So I will tell you, and he had to take medication for that. So it does make sense. And now he has two girls of his own.
That's. Anyways, that's let's segue from that because that was just.
I'm sorry, but
No.
that was the rumor. I just didn't know you knew that.
No, I did not know
Yeah,
that.
but that was a rumor he was starting. But I think it got nipped in the bud because somehow, like, he was the manager, and then he told somebody else, and then that somebody else just went straight to Todd. They didn't even go through Ryan. They just went straight to Todd.
Wow. But anyhow, so at what point did it get to with you where you were starting to have interest in me?
So, around my birthday, is at the beginning of the month. I'm not gonna say the actual day because I don't need pe nobody really needs to know. I mean, if they want to know, they can. Not, but so again, it was like late March. I'm just doing my own thing, and all of a sudden, I was kind of always had a little crush on you. because I hated always being at back cash, but then I liked it because I was kind of like, I would move around, like move my butt a little bit just to see if you would, like if you were working. I would turn to see if you were inside, then I'd turn around and kind of move my butt a little bit just to see if you would see.
So it was because I pushed that back half.
Yeah. I was like hoping that maybe if I would do these cute little butt jiggles, then you wouldn't have to put me up back cash. And remind you, this is after like me and my ex broke up. And this was like maybe 2 weeks later. And then, so yeah, I would like do these little butt jiggles so I could work up front with you. But again, like, we didn't talk to each other.
No, we didn't really talk a whole lot.
My question is, like, so, have you ever, like, checked me out or anything? Because I was kind of silly checking you out.
Yeah, I did, but not, like, I wouldn't make it obvious, you know?
Yeah, it was really hard.
Yeah, so I did, but I would not make it obvious or anything, you know? It was just kind of, I was doing it, but I was kind of, like, being secretive about it at the same time, so yeah.
So my question to you is, like, what came to the point of you since this has been mostly questions for me, like, how was it for you when I, because you were a manager at McDonald's, you've been there for 5 years, at that time, like, when I came on, what made you started to have feelings for me?
Well, we just started to get to know each other better and stuff like that, and I don't know, I just kind of felt like there was this energy between us. I mean, I didn't know what it was necessarily, and then yeah, I just kind of got to that point where, you know, I wanted to, like, get closer to you and stuff, so I don't know, it was just like the universe, you know. Hey.
Well, you remember that Steven started that rumor that me and you were fucking?
Yeah.
And then he was like, oh, yeah, like, within 2 weeks after I started, so, like, around Valentine's Day, he tried to say that him and Cody were buddies.
Yeah, he tried to say that we were friends and shit. I'm like, we ain't fucking friends. I don't know where the fuck you're getting that from, but no, we're not.
He even said that you invited him to his place.
No, he never stepped one foot in my apartment, ever.
Like he tried to invite you to his place, and then you tried to invite him to your place.
No, he never invited me to his place, and I never invited him to my place. No.
Have you ever invited anybody at McDonald's to your place?
Yeah, well, I was hanging out with Marcel, yeah, you know, he and I were friends, and then Adam, of course, but...
I knew your place that, like, when we were working, when I first started McDonald's.
Yeah, yeah, well, I had my apartment, yeah, yeah, like, Marcel was over there, Adam.
Any women?
From McDonald's?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there was other managers I was friends with that were women, but nothing sexual came of it. You know, they were just hanging out with me. You know, we were talking about work and stuff and life and all that. And yeah, but, you know, I mean, that's the thing. Like, I mean, there was one woman in particular who would hang out with me and stuff. And I would ask her, like, your husband okay with this? You know, because I don't want to, like, you know, get you in trouble or anything and have him thinking something's going on when it's not. And he's like, oh, and she's like, no, he ain't gonna think nothing of it, you know. I'm like, okay. You know, but yeah, I'll tell you who it is after we get off of here. But yeah, like, I mean, basically, you know, I mean, yeah, there's people who came to my apartment, you know, from work every now and then, you know. And I was friends with, you know, with Adam, Marcel, and you know, there's a couple other people too, and whatnot. But, like, But no, not really inviting people over to have any kind of romantic involvement or anything like that.
Just as friends. It was just like only a friend. So was you actually like looking? So like you said before, you wasn't looking. But when I started and you started tracking me out, was you starting to think that looking then, or was it just like, oh, maybe we could just hang out as friends?
Yeah, like just maybe like hang out and see where it goes, you know. I wasn't looking for anything like serious at the time. Because at that point, I had been through like kind of like the ringer in several different relationships, you know. Had a ex who was pregnant with twins, and I was the father, and she ended up miscarrying. So that took a heavy toll on me emotionally. And had an ex who was emotionally and verbally abusive at times towards me, gaslighting me. That was horrible to deal with. Worst 3 months of my life. I've never been so miserable. I mean, like, at that point, I was just kind of like, I'm staying single.
So, like, okay, this is probably going to be a really long episode, guys, but before we wrap things up, Cody, I want to ask you, so what got you into the point of, what was it that me and you ended up to finally close a deal, like?
I think we just had a good chemistry going, and like I kind of felt like it just felt right, you know. Like it kind of felt like this is who I'm supposed to be with, you know.
Right. I mean, I do remember Stephen was the closing manager, well, not the closing manager, the opener. And you were the closing manager. And that night, you heard, like, there was, like, a bunch of people who were like, Cody, I didn't know you and Crystal are having sex. And you're like, we're not having sex. Who told you that? And you're sort of like, Steven's been saying that a lot. And he goes, how would that, he goes, first off, how would that motherfucker know where, how would that motherfucker know? And second of all, have you even talked to Crystal about it? And like, Cody just got really mad. And then finally, he asked me if we wanted to hang out. Because again, like, how would Steven know if I was coming to your place? He knows where my parents live, but again, if he ever comes to my place unannounced, he's being greeted with a shotgun.
Yeah.
And my dad made sure of it.
Yes.
So, again, like, me and Cody asked me to hang out with him, and we hang out, and things, you know, go a little romantic.
Yeah.
Not once, not twice, but three times. Twice that night, but once in the morning, we woke up a little early.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, like, it was kind of like, I mean, people who might have said things, you know, like, mind your business, you know. I mean, like, the thing with him is that I think he knew that he didn't have you anymore, and it pissed him off, you know.
It's because he tries to be controlling, because at first, like, he was trying to help me, but he wasn't helping me. He was making things ten times worse. He was, like, with the situation with my parents, everybody was trying to help me. But he thought he could help me, but no, he was making everything 10 times worse. Like, he would make fun of my weight behind closed doors. He's like,
don't do that.
Dude. But yeah, when I got with you, Cody, I changed. Like, and I'm going to say it, like, there was some things that were very petty of me, you know, when we were in our relationship, and you, like, we had fights. Every couple does. And if you're one of those couples like me and my husband never have fights, then obviously you and your husband aren't talking to each other, and you're either fucking another guy and putting his cock in your mouth, or he's putting his cock in some other girl's mouth.
Yeah.
Hate to tell you.
But yeah, I mean, that's pretty much how we met. And yeah, I mean, we have our days where we're at each other's throats, you know, but at the same time, you know, you have to think about how much you love that person and, you know, and if everything's worth it. And, you know, and here we are, we're still together. And
I mean, we had our one point, we were almost together for a year, and then we broke up for a whole year. But yeah, we got back together because we had a son.
Well, I mean, it's like, I mean, you know, sometimes I feel like with people, you have to go your own separate ways for them, for people, for you and them to realize how important they were, you know.
Yeah, I mean, every time, like, I had people that would always tell me that you were with talking to another girl, or you were hanging out with some girl, and I would get so pissed, so I would act like I was talking to another guy and hanging out with other guys, like, just to make you jealous. Like, I was being petty, and I'm gonna admit, I was pretty petty that whole year that we broke up.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I was pretty petty. It was mostly my fault, like, because I was petty.
Yeah.
And, like, and then all of a sudden, me and Cody ended up finding out that I was pregnant. And that led to us having our son, and that led us to trying to work with, as a mother and father, again, to be in a relationship and be with a mother and father. And then me and Cody ended up saying, let's get it. We got engaged.
Mm-hmm.
We even moved all the way to Arizona.
Yeah.
Together.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then we came back here and you know, we tied the knot last year in July. And
yes,
look at us now. We're still together. We still have our fights. I mean, I will get mad at him for the stupidest shit. And it's part of life. And I'm telling you now, if you are not, it is difficult to be a parent and to, like, Cody, I'm going to really tell you, it is difficult because sometimes I think you yell at Jackson for the stupidest shit, but then I don't realize I yell at you for the stupidest shit.
Yeah.
Like, we kind of got into a little hissy fit this morning.
It trickles down, I feel like, you know.
And then I feel like, yeah, but, you know, again, people, this is,
You're not going to be perfect every day. You're not
going to be perfect, but you do need to talk to each other.
Yeah. You know, that's all part of relationships and making them work, you know. You're going to have disagreements and you're going to agree on things and, you know, you're going to have good times, bad times, and different times. And yeah, it's just all about making it work, you know.
It's all about coming together and compromising. Be like, okay, I want to do this. And you'll be like, well, I want to do this. Well, what can we do that's both something we like? And then we can be like, well, if we do this, it also includes what you like to do.
Yeah.
And it's something kind of what I want to do.
But all right, guys, I think that'll conclude this podcast. And now you have the story of how we met. But yeah, we want to thank you guys for listening to both parts of this podcast. We really appreciate it. And stay tuned for all new episodes of the Springers, a couples podcast.